Welcome back to Moms Who Podcast. Today's episode is so good. It is all about making money with your podcast. How in the world do you make money with your podcast? I'm going to answer that question, but I want to let you know that today's episode goes off of last week's episode. And last week we talked about your episode structure, which literally means when they press play from the time the episode is over, what to include where. It's so tactical and strategic. You have to listen to that episode. So listen to this episode, but then I want you to put it on your list to go and listen to episode number 62 of Moms Who Podcast because it is so good. All right. So are you ready to learn how to make money from your podcast? Let's dive in. Hey, mama, do you enjoy small, actionable, bite-sized tips that will help you start, grow, or monetize your podcast and save you time? Do you dream of having your ideal clients flock to you just by listening to your podcast? If you answered yes, let's reconnect you with your why, take action with your dreams, and give you the clarity that you crave. I'm on a mission to answer your burning questions about podcasting and give you the encouragement and strategies that you need. Each week, we'll dive into the tips, tricks, and tools to help you start or grow your podcast and help you feel more confident behind the mic. I'm Pamela Krista, a blogger and website designer turned podcast coach, podcast manager, and podcast strategist. But I'm also a Jesus lover, a wife, and a mama to five. So friend, I know how valuable your time is, and I promise you'll only get the good stuff here. This is Moms Who Podcast. Let's dive into today's episode. All right, friend, the million-dollar question. How do you make money with your podcast? Now, I'm kind of laughing at myself because we are 63 episodes in to Moms Who Podcast, and I've mentioned it obviously in, you know, previous episodes, but I don't have an episode dedicated to how to make money with your podcast, which is just super crazy and really funny to me because it's literally what I help my clients and my students do day in and day out. Is like I give them the strategy on how to make money from your podcast. And it's literally what I do with my own show. So when I was checking myself the other day, like I was like thinking about the content I'm putting out, and I was like thinking about my own episode structure, right? Which goes back to last week's episode. And I was just like, okay, first of all, when's the last time I actually said on my podcast, like exactly what I do and exactly how I help, right? And then I thought about it a little bit deeper and I was like, well, have I ever even talked about making money on the podcast before? And the answer is no. Like I said, I've mentioned it in a few episodes, but I don't have an episode dedicated specifically to like, how in the world do you make money from your podcast? And so we're going to dive into that today. And I'm super excited because I have a lot to say about this topic. And this is like my bread and butter, which again, why it was so funny that like I've never talked about this before. But this is what I help all my clients do. And it's what I've been able to do with my own podcast. And I just want to share a quick story for encouragement. Okay. So I had a listener, right? I have no idea who this person is. I have no idea where she came from, how she found me. Well, I do know how she found me because she told me, but at the time, I had no idea how she found me. I woke up over the weekend. This was 2 weeks ago now. I woke up over the weekend to a message on Instagram. And she was basically like, oh my gosh, I love your show. I'm a mom of five as well. And I just relate to you so much. And I want to work with you. I want to launch my podcast. And I ended up signing her as a client, which was amazing, through my podcast. She binged all my episodes and she knew that I was the podcast coach for her. And that is just like a taste of like what is possible for you with your podcast, right? So before we get into it, actually, I just want to tell you that if I sound congested, it's because I am. Like I sound super stuffy probably, and you're probably like wondering, what's up with my voice? I have some type of like cold. It's like, I think it's allergies though. In Indiana, it's like, it's cold one day, in the 60s the next day, 40s, 20s. It's crazy over here. We had like snow the other day and it's just super cold right now for the past couple of days. And I have, my throat feels fine. Like I feel like it just cracked. My throat feels fine. It was a little scratchy for a couple of days, but like I'm constantly blowing my nose and like nothing's coming out. And then when it does come out, it's like super, like I'm super congested. So if I sound congested, that is why. So bear with me as I get through this episode. We have spring break coming up and I refuse to get behind. So this episode is going to mark being like, I think about 3 weeks ahead. So sorry if my voice sounds different than normal, but just bear with me. Let's dive into it, shall we? The number one way, all right, that you can make money from your podcast. Now, so we're going to get into all the other ways, all right? But the number one way that I feel is the best way for you to make money from your podcast is selling your own products and services. Okay. So I'm going to go through these here. All right. Coaching services, one-on-one services, done for you or done with you services. Sell your course. You can sell a group coaching program. You can sell digital products that, of course, solve a problem. Every single one of these things, though, should actually solve a problem. A membership. And that's just like a taste of like what you could sell on your podcast. All right. And so, okay, well, that sounds nice, but like still, how do I do that? And it all goes back to your podcast. Naturally talking about what you sell and what you do and how you can help them in your podcast episodes. Now, I do want to preface this by saying every single client that I work with, every single person who I work with has an online business. They may or may not be a mom, which that's a whole nother conversation. They're just women. I help women. Okay. But they have an online business and they have something that they're selling, whether that be a program, a course, a membership, whatever it is. And they sell that on their podcast. All right. So it starts with your offer pretty much. Like behind the scenes, it starts with your offer. And then you build episodes around your offer that are going to make your audience want to buy from you. And then you create episodes about those things and sell your offer in those episodes, right? So again, if you don't have a hobby, if you have a hobby podcast or if you're not in the place where you're selling, that's okay. You don't even have to sell. But I'm assuming though, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm assuming that you want to know how to monetize your podcast. Okay. So that's one way you can sell your own products and services. All right. And so I kind of started to talk about it, but you can do this by naturally talking about it in your episodes. And then going back to last week's episode, talking about it in your call to action, which can be at the very beginning of your episodes, directing them somewhere. And then also you can record internal ads yourself. Like you can record internal ads and instead of recording an ad for somebody else, which we'll talk about sponsorship here in a second, but instead of recording internal ads for somebody else, you're recording an internal ad for yourself, which you're going to hear on the show here pretty soon because I'm going to have internal ads of my own on the show. So you'll hear those. And then you can also do like a post-roll ad, or you can talk about it at the end of the episode. And I just want to preface this by how important it is to stay consistent with your podcast, because I think it used to take, and I don't know where I read this, so if you know, feel free to tell me, but I feel like I read somewhere or heard somewhere that it used to take people 3 times in order to buy something. So like they have to see a commercial 3 times before they'll actually buy, or see something online 3 times before they'll actually buy. And I feel like that number went up to like 20. So they have to hear your offer 20 different times before they're even going to buy from you, right? So it all boils down to like making sure that you're selling your offer over and over and over. You're going to see more results if you sell one of those things instead of selling like 5 different things, because they're not going to know, well, which one should I get? And they're going to be confused, and then they're not going to take action. So you're not going to make any money. And that's a whole big thing, right? Because it's like we, as entrepreneurs, I don't know about you, but for me, I have so many ideas and I'm like, I could do this. I could do this. I want to make money this way. I want to make money that way. And it's like, we have to choose one thing and just stick at it, stay at it, and just stay doing it, right? And so with that being said, that is my bread and butter. So what I'm doing right now is I'm telling you in this episode that I can help you with this, right? And so that's what you want to tell your audience. I can help you with this, right? So literally, I'm talking to you right now, you listening, If you have any trouble with this, or if you want to talk more about how to sell on your podcast, I can help you with this, right? You can head to the show notes to work together. I do podcast management and podcast launches. So if you don't have a podcast, I will help you launch it. And then if you do have a podcast, I will help you manage it every single week by editing, uploading, scheduling, and all the things. But of course, this comes with my strategy, right? Which is everything that I teach to my clients. So that was me literally telling you in this episode of telling you that I can help you with this, right? So that is what I mean. You have to talk about what you do in your episodes, all right? The second way that you can make money from your podcast, which is one that I'm not going to say I don't recommend it, but it's one that I'm not a huge fan of, to be honest. And I get a lot of questions about this. And most people who I've launched podcasts for this year, most of them have been like, okay, I want to monetize it now. And I'm like, okay, let's pump the brakes. Sponsorships are amazing. However, you have to understand that when you take on a sponsorship, you are diluting your own show. I heard Pat Flynn say this and it made so much sense. And I believe he has ads on his show. I think. I'm not too sure, but I'm pretty sure he does. But it does dilute the message of your show because you're literally, yes, you're getting paid, but you're literally creating an ad for somebody else's product on your show. So it's literally taking you, it's literally taking your customer away from what you do. And you're telling them to go somewhere else on somebody else's website and buy from them. So I have a lot of feelings about sponsorships, but your show, it won't be the same. It won't be the same. I'm not saying it's a good thing, or I'm not saying it's a bad thing to have a sponsor, but what I'm saying is that a lot of people like me hate ads and skip them. I don't like ads. I skip through them. I don't even listen. I don't. I understand why the ad is there, and I understand that that's how some of these podcasters make money. But for me, especially, like, we're living in a world where people are so focused on instant gratification and they want information and they want it now. And I mean, I guess I'm trying to say that I'm like that as well. And don't get me wrong, I don't skip every single ad, okay? But I think what really annoys me is when the ad is not aligned with the show. So, like, for example, if you have a podcast and you're selling your life coaching services, right? You're a life coach. And you have an ad for, I don't know, a stick of gum. I don't know. I'm just being random right now. Obviously, like, how many listeners are really going to care about that ad? Probably not many, right? But let's say you're a life coach and you have an ad for, like, BetterHelp. Is it called BetterHelp? Like a mental health thing? Or if you had any ad that would add value to your listeners, I think that's great. And I don't see any, like, there's nothing wrong with that. But just make sure that the ad is aligned with your show, or it's just weird. I feel like I was listening to a podcast one day, and this was years ago before I got into podcasting, but I don't even know what the episode was about. It was some motivational talk, right? And the ad that came on was for, like, a bed, like a new bed. Like, how many people listening to that show actually needed a new bed? Like, how many sales did they actually make off that? I really want to know. But I just think it's weird when the ad doesn't align with the show, period. And I also want to say that I'm not an expert on sponsorship at all. So please do not come for me. I am an expert at podcasting. I hold myself to a very high standard. However, there's a lot of stuff that I still don't know that I'm still figuring out. None of my clients right now have any sponsorships going. And so I can't really fully speak on the right thing to do, the wrong thing to do. I can only tell you my thoughts. And you know what? In a couple months, maybe they'll change. I don't know. Maybe they'll change in a year. Maybe they'll change in 2 years. I don't know. But those are my current thoughts on sponsorships. And so really quickly, I just want to give you some examples of sponsorships that would make sense for my show. So for example, I use Descript day in and day out. I love Descript so much. So if Descript came to me and was like, hey, Pamela, we want to sponsor your show, I would probably do it because I know that Descript is literally going to help every single person who listens to my show because they're also podcasters, and Descript has saved me so much time. By the way, this episode is not sponsored by Descript. If you're listening, hello, let's talk. But that would be a really good move for me specifically because I use the tool all the time. So it's a tool that I love And it's a tool that would help my audience. So what I'm trying to say is that if you do go the sponsorship route, make sure that it's something that your audience would benefit from. And then do your research. Make sure that you do your research. All right. The third way to make money from your podcast is to use affiliate links. So if you have invested in something, this could be anything. And okay, so let me just break it down. If you don't know what an affiliate link is, basically it's where somebody has a product or a service or they have something that they're selling and they create a special link for you to share with your audience. And then anybody who purchases using that link is going to make, or anybody who uses that link and makes a purchase, you will see a benefit from that, whether it's like a free month of a software tool or you'll get like 20% back, or sometimes they're like 50% back. It really depends on the terms of the affiliate deal. But affiliate links are amazing. And so these could be in your show notes. You can naturally talk about these things. And it could even be a partnership with somebody else. So if you team up with somebody else and you have something going, whether that's like they have a product that your audience might like, and if your audience buys from if your audience buys their product, then you'll get some commission off of that. So there's lots of ways to spin this, but you can make money using affiliate links as well. And so an example of an affiliate link is, if you go to the show notes, you'll see my affiliate links there. And it is all tools that I use for podcasting that I know that you are going to find value as well. So for example, inside of my show notes, I have business and podcast resources. So I have Descript, I have Captivate, I have ConvertKit, I have ShowIt, and HoneyBook. So those are the five things that I literally use all the time in my business. And I know that somebody who podcasts is going to find value in those as well. So I'm putting my affiliate links inside of the show notes. I do believe that you have to let people know that they are affiliate links. So I do have in there that some of these are affiliate links. And you know what? Some of them are not affiliate links. I simply just share about it because I love it. And you know what? It's okay if some of the links that you share aren't affiliate links, because not everybody has an affiliate program. Sometimes you just want to share stuff because you love it so much, and there's nothing wrong with that. All right. So those were the three ways that you can monetize your podcast and make money with your podcast. Now, if you're pumped up, if you're listening to this and you're like, okay, like I want to do this, like I am ready to make money from my podcast, I want to tell you a couple things. Number one, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes consistency, and it takes so many things that I have recently talked about, and I'm going to give you some examples of that, okay? So I want you to probably listen to this episode again, or write down some ideas. I want you to listen to episode number 62, which was the episode that aired right before this episode, and listen to that episode because it's about how to structure your episodes. They should be done in a way that captures your audience and retains your listeners and gets them to take action. So listen to the episode structure episode. That's episode 62. And then the other episode that I want you to tune into is episode number 44. And that is all about the three most important things to get the most visibility with your podcast. And it's the most important things that you need to have for your podcast as a whole. If you're launching it, or even if your podcast is already launched, you need to make sure that you have these three things in place. So if you loved this episode, you know what to do. Please leave me a review. The show has been growing. I have ranked number, I think, 162 in the US for marketing, which is so cool. This is a top 5% podcast, and I expect that to grow within the next couple of months to top 3% or top 2%, I'm hoping. But the show is growing. Thank you so much for supporting and listening. And of course, if you need any help with any of the strategy that I talked about, if you need help with selling on your podcast, I would love to help you with that. Please head to the show notes and click on the links underneath ways that we can work together. All right, friend, until next time. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you feel this blessed you and your business in any way, please share this with a friend who you know would love this. Also, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. That is the number one way to say thank you and the only way that I know you're loving the show. Plus, it encourages me to keep going. Please don't forget to also follow this podcast by hitting the plus icon up at the top so that you're notified when new episodes are available. Lastly, come on over to our Facebook group where you can get more information about podcasting, get inspired, network, and connect with other podcasting moms. head to PamelaCrista.com/community and head to PamelaCrista.com to see how we can work together. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He's done. I'll chat with you soon, friend.